Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
A few of our favorite things this morning. We're going back to stories that you, our listeners, had the biggest response to in 2011. Here is one of them. Back in August, I interviewed Axel Alonso. He's the editor-in-chief at Marvel Comics. Marvel started the Ultimate Universe branch of comics earlier this decade as a way to kind of bring in some new fans. They were overwhelmed by all the involved Marvel backstories and didn't want to have to start way back at the beginning. So, Ultimate Spider-Man was one of the most popular of the Ultimate comics, but earlier this year, they killed off Peter Parker and introduced a new Spider-Man, a half-black, half-Latino teenager named Miles Morales. I spoke with Axel Alonso, who's the editor-in-chief at Marvel Comics, just after Miles Morales was introduced, and I had to ask Axel why the change. Was Peter Parker not working as Spider-Man anymore?
Peter Parker was wildly popular under the Ultimates comics line, which is an alternate universe that's been up and running for 10 years now. Peter Parker's been alive and well and, you know, and kicking butt. And we were doing a big story that ultimately was called The Death of Spider-Man because all roads led to his death. And the obvious question is, when you're going to kill off an icon of this size, you know, who's going to fill those tights again? And this being the 21st century, we said, why not Miles Morales?
Really, all the roads led to his death?
Yeah. You know, when you're in the writer's room and you're all talking, we realized that the arc of Peter's life was coming to a close. That, you know, his journey has always been one about atoning, about a redemption. You know, he
guilt.
Failed to save his Uncle Ben, and no matter what he does, he never, ever, ever reaches that. He's never able to atone for that. In this story, he manages to save the day and beat the Green Goblin, but ultimately dies in the process.
All right, so goodbye, Peter Parker, which breaks my heart. Hello to Miles Morales. What? How do we know that this isn't just kind of a cynical corporate move that's designed to appeal to the new huge number of young people that are largely Latino and largely non-white?
Sure. Well, for starters, this is part of Marvel's long tradition of having a multicultural cast. For the longest time, we've had superheroes. We have the oldest black superhero in the Black Panther, the wildly popular Storm. I myself am Hispanic. I'm mixed. And I know for me, this is hardly rooted in cynicism. I'm very passionate about this. I love the fact that my son Tito, who, you know, since he was a toddler, responded to this guy in the red and blue tights, now can look at the guy when he peels off the mask and feel like he has an extra level of identification with him.
I mean, is it important to have a superhero role model then? I mean, does that actually, to make a kid feel as though they're well represented?
I think so. I think that, you know, really what makes a superhero is not their powers. It's their quest. The fact that they're using these powers to do good, to aspire to do better things, and they're usually going up against threats that are scaled to deal with those powers. So I think that there's something really, really wonderfully aspirational about the superhero for kids.
You know, there are certain superheroes whose powers pass on to different people all the time. I mean, you can think of the Green Lantern and other characters who it's not necessarily the personality of the superhero that makes it succeed, but it's the idea of that class of powers in and of itself. Spider-Man has never been one of them. I mean, it must have given you pause because it was Peter Parker's personality of this skinny little dork who became so empowered and powerful and was a wise, I mean, that's part of what everyone loved about him. He's a wisecracker. He's constantly cracking jokes as he fights people. Even if he's bloody and his uniform is torn, he's still making a joke about it. I mean, did you preserve the personality, or with a new character, does the what we think of as Spider-Man go away?
Well, make no mistake, Miles Morales is a skinny little dork, and we're proud of that. I mean, there are certain things that you need to adhere to with Spider-Man, certain core qualities, and I think that with Miles, though he'll be his own person and he'll have his own journey of self-discovery, he'll have the same sort of awkward feel that Peter Parker has, the sense that he's reaching and looking to aspire to something bigger. Again, Peter Parker Parker is anything but Thor or Iron Man or Superman or Batman. He's a skinny kid who is looking to find his place in the world, who's been given a great power, and realizes that with it comes great responsibility.
I think I've heard that somewhere before. Axel Alonso is the editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics. Well, let me ask you something, Axel. Did your son, Tito, or your other kids give you recommendations on what to do with Miles Morales?
No, actually they didn't, but my son's 8, so I think if he were to give me recommendations, Spider-Man would cut off the heads of villains, and I'm not quite sure we're ready to go
there. Oh, yeah, he'd have a chainsaw.
Yeah, Tito's morality is very black and white. There's no shades of gray in an 8-year-old's morality, you know.
Has he seen the comic yet?
He's seen the panel, and he said cool.
Did he?
Yeah,
did
absolutely.
He say cool like this, like, cool, Dad?
He said
or,
cool,
like,
and then
cool.
Went back to his Marvel versus Capcom video game, yes.
Oh, yeah, you can't compete with the video games. All right,
no.
Do we, I mean, how many, who are the great Latino superheroes? I mean, I can name, I have an African-American background, I can name Luke Cage and Storm, of course, and all kinds of other black ones. Who are the great Latino?
Don't get me started on that. Again, that's the thing, is that, you know, being I'm of mixed heritage, my father's Mexican, my mother's British, and I was always yearning to find that great Latino superhero, or more specifically, that great Mexican superhero. And, there was a character named the White Tiger, but I didn't really relate to him, you know? So, you know, really, we're at the cusp of beginning to do this kind of thing. There are Latino superheroes, but there's no one that's become a household name. That's why I think...
Zorro.
Exactly, yeah, he's not a superhero.
Yeah.
I think that's what's exciting about Miles Morales, is that, you know, you're taking, who is arguably the most, you know, globally recognized superhero, and you're giving him a different look.
That was Axel Alonso, editor-in-chief at Marvel Comics. We spoke to him back in August after Miles Morales, the new Ultimate Spider-Man, was introduced.